the conditions are about as perfect as you could want for angling.
Rick Brusewitz is a large lake biologist for the DNR, a job that means fielding anglers' grievances about the fish in Mille Lacs, like why aren't there more of them, and why aren't they bigger? This spring, Brusewitz is in the unusual spot of hoping for a slow year. Here's why. After Ojibwe Indians reasserted their treaty rights, the walleye in the lake had to be divided, so many for the Indians, so many for everyone else. This year, the Indians get 40,000 pounds, everyone else, 220,000. All told, fishermen can take 260,000 pounds of walleye this season, and then they have to stop. Longtime resorter Eddie Liebeck is thinking about that.
The way the weather is shaping up, I think the fishing is going to be there, and I think there's a good possibility that by end of June or July, we could be approaching that limit.
Liebeck is president of the Mille Lacs Advisory Association, a group that promotes fishing and tourism. He says you have to keep 260,000 pounds in perspective. Once, in a terrible season, anglers caught only 180,000 pounds of walleye. On the other hand, in 1992, they caught almost a million. If the bite is good this spring, the DNR's Brusewitz says the agency will have to act fast, writing new bag limits or other regulations to slow the catch down.
That is a definite possibility if the harvest looks like it's going to exceed the safe harvest levels, then we would be looking at potential changes. What type of changes right now, we don't really know, but some type of changes.
Lately, change has arrived in waves on Lake Mille Lacs. A 7-year court battle reinstated hunting and fishing rights for 8 Ojibwe bands. The harvest limit came into being. And this spring, Indians netted and speared more than 30,000 pounds of walleye before the first non-Indian baited a hook. Yet there is optimism among resorters. Ask Randy Usher, putting a coat of white paint on a pontoon boat on the west shore. The boat's as big as a church.
Yeah, I believe it's the biggest boat on the lake. It's close to it. It's 62 feet long. It weighs 16 tons.
Saturday, Usher will be driving this boat, loading up 40 or so anglers, hauling them out to wherever the bite's on. He says his customers know about the harvest cap. They know about the gill nets. Boat's booked up anyway.
Haven't had anybody negative on any aspect of it. None. In fact, I look for it to be a little better than last year, I guess. I really do.
Locals point out things could be a lot worse. The native fishing, for example, has gone peacefully. There were no TV pictures of rock-throwing protesters. And what would that have done for business?
Nothing like this work in the spring. Cleaner toilets in my cabin than in my house.
Patty Odell and her husband John own the Rocky Reef, a 5-cabin West Shore resort. Like many resorters, the Odells were resentful of the Ojibwe court victory, but they've also turned a shrewd eye to the future. This year, they're reshaping their business, getting rid of some ice fishing shacks, putting in fountains and flower beds.
Not that the fishing is going to be gone, but should it be less, we're trying to change things so that it's more family-oriented, so people can come bring their kids, be on the lake. We're adding more RVs, something a little more modern that will bring families and seniors, more so than that real hardcore, avid, hey, I'm going to get me some walleye fishermen.
Many resorters are picking up the strategy, and some other factors might take a little pressure off the coveted walleye. The DNR says Mille Lacs is producing more and larger muskies. The population of smallmouth has induced some fishermen to switch to bass. And last week, on the opening day of rough fish season, Nate Anderson was standing in the shallows, working ruin on the sucker population. His tackle, a bow and arrow. Most people don't know it, Nate says, but Mille Lacs is great sucker water.
All right, the sucker's right in front of me there. I kind of want to aim just a little bit below him because the arrow tends to kind of go up a little bit when it hits the water. Oh, missed him.
Lots of action, generous limits, and no crowds. This is Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.
Well, I just bring a little garbage pail there so I can, get a bunch and throw them in there. And
a little garbage pail? That's a 30-gallon garbage pail.
Yeah, well, we'll have her filled up in about an hour or two, I suppose.